any of these football games so, look interesting to you?
Oh, they all look great. They all look great. So, I'm calling back up the post with all the links.
Well, I definitely think think I definitely think now I'm on for football.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it just it'll be, you know, why not? It's fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was fun. You know, I figure we can either do like 1972 in one of these games, or we could always do 1982 again.
1982 again.
You know, like we did with Sierra Front Page Sports.
That was NFL 76, wasn't it?
I thought we did 82 for some reason. Did we do 76?
I think we got up that far. Oh. I think we got up as far as like 82. Yeah. I think he started out with like 75 or 76. It was what
I found, that's right. Yeah, you found that.
Yeah, all those files, and then we just continued them on.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was some kind of system like where like we had the game like auto generate player like a draft pool, and then we just sort of renamed them with the guys who were going to actually be drafted.
Yeah, we would redo the names. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what eventually broke it, right? Because I remember the game.
Seems like it.
The game got there. It got something happened. It wouldn't take them in anymore or something.
It wouldn't advance. It wouldn't advance past a certain date.
Yeah.
That was, for whatever reason.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so. So are you thinking, are we just playing like an actual season and you know, watching these teams play, or like we creating teams within the league, like additional teams, or what would you like?
No, I think we take what we've got, you know, like, I mean, so many of those games actually have, you know, team cards for that season.
Yeah.
Right? So we take... That now the only problem with that is obviously is that those games are going to be much more detailed.
Yeah.
Right. You would assume.
Yeah.
And so it does lead to the question of, do we want to put that much work into playing these games?
Right.
You know, and is there a way to, and maybe what we could do is, you know, we could say, well, we'll replay the season. But each week we'll like pick two games apiece to play. And then the other games we would just take whatever the regular season result was.
Yeah.
And we try to play every team, you know, cover every team at least so many times. Or something like that. I mean, that would be one alternative.
Yeah, that's
See whether it would affect the actual outcome of the season or not. Or we could actually try to play every game. Or we could find a game that's much simpler to play. You know, like,
well, let's go through the ones. Okay, so I just texted you the link where I like linked all the games that you sent me. So they're all in one place.
Is this on the heat post? Might have,
yeah, I just sent you a link on text. Yeah. And and so because what I did was I went through and dropped all the links into the last podcast post.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so did you get the link?
Yeah, I'm working on getting there.
Okay.
Of course, I should have just gone to, like, you know, whatever. But oh, here they are. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of games. So what's the first one? Oh, football.
The first one.
Flip football.
Yeah, the flip football. Which, that looks pretty.
Well, it looks like a modern-day version of NFL strategy, right?
So let's just give it. Okay, so yeah, so that one, I'd say that one's pretty good. Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's see.
So flip football, for those people listening,
yeah,
is a game that it's essentially made up of play cards, and you can buy different combinations of different play cards that they make, and you can mix them and match them any way you want, and it plays very, it looks like the play is very similar to the old NFL strategy game.
Yeah.
Where you line your play cards up against each other. So I throw my offensive play out there, you throw your defensive play out there, and then we roll dice and we get an outcome from that play.
So now I see that its tagline is tabletop football game for two players. So it could be that you have to have an opponent.
Well, we could, you know, just like NFL strategy, though, you could come up with a way to.
I suspect we could come up with a way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now let's look at the next link is for, okay, there's actually, they have multiple games. It's this Play, PLAAY.
Right, play.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, their football game's called Second Season Pro Football. Which, this one's interesting to me because it has every player broken down.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Defensive lineman to offensive lineman.
Yeah. This looks like a more detailed Stratomatic to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that from looking at the pictures.
Okay.
They even have a video review link that you can click on.
Well, it must be positive then.
I would assume. I also like the fact that they have the read through a sample gameplay sequence link.
Yeah, that link didn't work. I didn't get that though. When I clicked on it, it just went back to the thing. Oh, here we go. No, it did come up. I must have been misusing that.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like the fact that they put in a lot of work.
They did put in a lot of work, and that I agree. That's a positive. To some degree, that should be rewarded. Okay. Okay, the next one is Goal.
And this company, Downey Games, has a bunch of these. Right? Is this the one I'm thinking? They have a whole bunch of different games.
Yeah, they do.
In fact, this one looks really. They have a tractor pulling game, which I thought was very interesting.
That's a great idea. This one, so I like it that this one looks like it might be quicker.
Right, I agree.
Yeah,
what they've got is they've got these team cards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some way or another, it works.
Yeah.
I don't know, but. And this game dates back to 1974.
Yeah, that's nice.
And they've created a new solitaire play calling system. I don't know if you saw that in their notes.
No, I didn't see that. Well, that's good. Yeah. All right. So, okay, 4th Street Software. I like it that this one's got a big board. I like it that it has the zones for the different positions.
Right.
You know. I'm pretty much always against something that has those weird dice.
The 20-sided dice?
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually a signal to me that it's not a toy for me. But I will say that it looks like they put in a lot of work.
Love the 20-sided dice. Are you crazy?
Do you? Yeah. I own one, but I don't. Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a guy. I think somebody. I think I heard about this that somebody redid Extra Innings at some point and based it around 20-sided die.
Oh, okay.
Because then you could get much more layers of detail, right, in the numbers.
Yeah.
Why you would need that, I don't really know, but.
Well. You know, I mean, I guess if that's, you know, if your thing is accuracy, then you want more and more detail.
Sure.
But, you know, Okay, so there's that one. And then there's three. So then I sent links to three board games, old board games.
Right.
Okay, there's the Talking Football, which is like it has a little recorder, or it has like this little player, like voice box
thing. I remember playing this game.
Oh, it's a great game.
I got mine out.
I own one, and I got it out, but the little player isn't working right now. So I'm actually thinking about taking it down to my brother-in-law today because he's a technical guy and seeing if he can figure out. Looks like the power button, just power switch just broke.
Yeah, I remember this
There's
game.
The,
I think the Rutgers had that game.
Cool. It was a big time Christmas gift one year. Like I think it showed up, must have showed up at Sears or something downtown.
Right.
And so a bunch of kids got them. Okay, so then there's the Sports Illustrated game, which is the eventually going to, I think this is going to become Pay Dirt.
It is,
and Bowl Bowl.
Yeah, it's Pay Dirt.
Yeah.
The trick, too, about Pay Dirt is, I don't know if you know this, but there are people that make the sheets for Pay Dirt available.
Yeah, right. It's big enough that it like continues to have a community
right.
around it. So, and then I actually made a sheet one time for Heath, the Heath football team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then there's Photoelectric, which is kind of cool. You get a, it's a, like a light board, and you see the play develop. That game is really fun, and to the extent that we want to involve our kids, I will say that my daughter really likes playing that with me. So that's a good one. And then, of course, there's NFL Strategy.
I remember
which,
this game.
Yeah. Photoelectric is an excellent game. That's an excellent football game. It's very similar. I mean, it's quite similar to NFL Strategy.
Sure.
It's not as many plays. It's more just like some basic like draw, short pass, long pass, you know, that sort of thing. And then of course there's NFL Strategy. I didn't include a link to that because we both know it so well. So I think that what I feel like is that. I think I feel that what we should do, if we're going to just do a straight league, like a league season with the actual teams,
right?
Then maybe we should go for like a game that you know, not like you know, NFL Strategy or Photoelectric. Or Talking Football, not one of the games like that, but actually one that's driven by the statistics. And then at that point, then it's
I think Goal is probably the one with the best bet because Goal has it dates from that time period.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
It's those games tend to be easier to play, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They weren't getting as detail-oriented, but the fact that you can get the, you know, the season yearbook for that
mm-hmm.
season is pretty cool. You know, we could get the 1972
cool.
yearbook. So, and I like the fact that whatever tweaks they've made to the game, they've added in this idea that you can do individual play calling and stuff like that. And it's not
mm-hmm.
overly expensive. I think it's $20 for the base
20
game.
$20 for the base, right.
$20 for an add-on season. Or
yeah, so
like
that's
that.
Not bad. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, some of them are quite expensive. Yeah, I think that that's the one that I'm most interested in. Yeah, I would say that's the leader. And you really don't want to – you really think football instead of golf. So you got me all interested in the golf games.
I mean, golf, you know, I'm okay with something like golf.
Of course, it doesn't have to just be a one-off thing. I mean, I suspect we'll do this.
That's true.
We
could do golf a different time.
Yeah.
They also have a bull riding game. So, yeah, there's that.
Well, maybe, why don't we think in terms, first of all, of Goal? And, and then maybe what I'll do is take a look at golf games and link those to this podcast post.
Okay.
And then we can go through those on next week's show. And then we can decide between goal or, you know, maybe our.
Yeah, we could talk at a golf game.
Feeling about it. Which, yeah, we could talk through the golf games too.
Well, you know what we should probably do is we should pick a game for both. We should pick a golf game and a football game. We should get both. We should play both. Just to test it out and see which one we think makes more sense.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. That may be the way to go.
That's probably the best way to do it. I mean,
well,
my concern I got around golf, the more I started thinking about golf, my concern got to be just the length of play, you know, to play, usually to play one round as a single player, or if you were saying like a foursome.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at maybe 30 minutes. Even in the fastest golf games I've seen, you're looking at 30 minutes.
Right.
For one round, and then you're going to play a whole tournament.
Yeah.
So you've got
– That's a good point.
You've got potentially 40 players, so 10 groups. So you're talking, you know, like 5 hours.
I don't think we're doing – I can't imagine that we're doing that. I can't imagine that we're like – I think that if we do a golf season, I think we're doing like, you know, add-on players to the actual, you know – like you and I will play in the tournament with the actual field against their scores. That's my guess. It would be like an NC, like a
like a made up thing.
Yes, exactly.
And see how they did.
I think that's the way we would be going about that.
That would be interesting. But I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So.
Well, of course, the part of the fun I thought of doing it. That's interesting. That's an interesting idea about the golf. I hadn't thought about that at all.
I just thought of that last week. I mean, I've never tried that. I never did that with a golf game when we were kids.
Well, then it doesn't really matter.
With football game.
Well, the fun thing about that is that it doesn't really matter what the golf game would be, right? You just need a game where you can simulate playing a round of golf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's true.
That would be, that's kind of interesting.
That'd be fun. We could do it sometime. Well, let's take a look at the golf games next week. And, yeah, and then we can see. I'll have to say, man, I do have to – I may have to buy one of these. I don't think I still have pay dirt anywhere.
I have bowl bound.
I love pay – you still have bowl bound?
Yeah, I have bowl bound, but I don't have pay dirt. And I've got another old football game that I can't think of the name of, but –
I started looking for a bowl bound set a few years ago, and I was stunned at how expensive they were, like on eBay, to get get one. Yeah, here we go. And here's, somebody's making all the bowl brown now.
I used to have this pro golf game. I forgot about this game. The old Avalon Hill golf game.
Yeah.
Pro golf.
Yeah, I remember it,
I used to have that game.
Did you have Go for the, is it called Go for the Green, or is that the one that I had?
That's very familiar, but I don't remember which one of us had it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a...
Go for the Green?
Yeah, I'm looking that up now.
Here we are.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good radio time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. This is now absolutely.
People just browsing the web. People just like, I'm looking at the web here. Just hold on a minute.
All right, well, we got a plan. Right now,
how about Go Green, the board game Go Green? Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
It's like you run a little organic farm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's pretty funny, actually. But
it is pretty funny.
Oh, Go for the Green. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I had.
Yeah.
Santa Claus brought that one to my house.
Yeah, that was a good game.
It is a good game.
Yeah.
You used a grease pencil.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I remember playing that now.
Yeah.
And that was a good
game. You wrote, it was like, it was like vinyl placemats were the...
Right.
I think it had...
You had the little measure. I'm looking at pictures of it now, and you've got the little... distance chart with the stripes. So if you hit to the right or left, it would do your slice out. You'd line up the shot before you hit it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's fun. You had an Avalon Hill game that was pretty similar, actually, as I recall. I think it used a pencil. I think you kind of like flipped a pencil or something.
I don't remember.
Maybe not.
Been too long. But
yeah.
Good games. Games are fun.
They are fun.
Games are so fun. It's kind of crazy. It's funny, I was thinking about our conversation the other day, you know, about NFL versus NBA and all that stuff, and sort of a part of the interest nowadays in the NBA is just sort of the drama.
You know, right.
Because the players are so visible.
Yeah.
And they talk so much to the public and interact and all that stuff, how that's become its own sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of like that, I have to say. Like, there is a part of that I enjoy. There was what was the old Bill Simmons website? Grantland. When Grantland was around, they used to have one of their podcasts they had was an NBA, it was called NBA After Dark. And it was just them. It was just these beat writers, you know, like these NBA writers talking about all the silly stuff happening in social media and the silly rumors going around about players and, you know, just stuff. It was, I enjoyed it. Like, it was fun. It made the game just sort of goofy and fun, you know?
Right. Well, and I think those guys have so much time on their hands, you know, during the season.
Right.
I mean, it's just travel and, you know, but it's not like they're, I don't know. To some extent, I think that I've said this before and rightly so been attacked for it at the HP, but to some extent, I think basketball is such a simpler game than football or baseball. You know, there's just fewer moving people and fewer, you know, it's a more limited scope of skills that are in play. And there's just not as many things to do within any.
Well, even the whole roster is very small.
Yeah, the roster is very small, and you know, it's just. I mean, I'm oversimplifying it, but you know, it's passing and shooting, and you know, a little bit of defense. I mean, that's in running. That's about the whole game, jumping, and so it's not as though it's not like the amount of like skill and sort of. You know, to like figuring out how to hit a curveball, a major league curveball. It's just that there's nothing so precise that you have to learn how to do to play professional basketball. And so it's not like these guys have to work all day long, you know, to go and play basketball at night. You know, they don't. I mean, they're playing.
I think it's changed
video games
to some degree.
Traveling
and, you know, I heard somebody talking about this recently. Maybe it was on Kornheiser, maybe it was somebody else, but they were talking about the fact that. You know, in the modern NBA, there are more and more players who are looking over data every day about that night's opponent.
Yeah.
You know, so when they're not in the gym practicing, they're looking at all this data about who they're going to play and how to defend them, how to best attack them offensively and stuff like that. That the modern game with all the data that's being collected is affecting sort of that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the guy who's most famous for that, the guy who made all that famous, of course, was Sean Battier, right? You know, all these,
okay.
I don't know if you know that story. Or
no, I didn't know any of that.
So Battier was the first guy, at least it was written about, and he may not have been the first guy to go to this level, but, they started providing him all this data about who he was going to be defending, right? About what their tendencies were, where they wanted to shoot from, you know, all this stuff. And he would study all that stuff and use that then when he would cover somebody.
Yeah.
And he became known as this really good defensive player in part because he understood how to defend somebody.
Yeah, he just got the spots faster and all
right.
that kind of stuff.
So he knew, like, you always wanted to force Kobe to the left, or you always wanted mm-hmm. to, you, there was certain spots
Whatever.
You never
yeah.
wanted people to get to and things like that. And, yeah. you know, from the way they talk, that's becoming more common, you know, that there's
yeah.
more, that sort of data analysis and getting that to the players has become more common. So I know that's changed the game to a little, but I think you're right. There's still a lot of dead time.
It does not seem as though, just from like hearing, you know, interviews and that sort of thing, it does not seem like it's the same level as the NFL guys prepare, you know, the amount of study they have to do and just the reps of different doing things. But I don't know.
Yeah,
but in any
no,
event,
I think you're right.
To your original point, I don't like to overdose on it, and I think it gets silly. But I think, yes, because the NBA guys are so visible and because stars are such a big deal, you know, to have the best individual players is so much more important in basketball than it is in baseball or football.
Right.
Then, you know, then they do. It does become a soap opera. I mean, right now, ESPN's running commercials for a upcoming Thunder Warriors game, where it's the whole promotion is around, you know, that Westbrook and Durant, and they're using that. So I don't know if you've heard it, but there's a pop song out right now called "Sorry Not Sorry," and they're using that against the thing. It's
That's
you know,
hilarious.
It's just over the top, but I mean, it's, you know, it's fun. I think it's fun for the regular season.
No, I agree.
No, I mean, you know, it's just, it's time trials, and then you go to the tournament, and the tournament's really good.
Well, if I hear one more, you know, I don't watch the NFL, but I still listen to a lot of NFL podcasts just because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if I hear one more NFL podcast where part of the podcast is them just talking about how bad the Dolphins are.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of had it, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's either that or it's you know, it's that the whole league is just like really bad this year, or it's
right.
you know, it's Roger Goodell's contract, or it's, you know, all the stupid politics, or, you know, it's just it's just a bad season for the NFL. We're in a down swing.
It's funny, I listen to the Ringer NFL show, which is like mm-hmm. it's literally like listening to a show that would be me and Rob.
Yeah.
Right? Because one of the guys is really sarcastic and funny the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy is clueless and can't, you know, he's always getting lost in the jokes and stuff. And that would be me, by the way, the one getting clueless and lost. they were so down early in the season just about like all this, they're just so tired of all this stuff, like they just want to enjoy football and not have to worry about all this other stuff they're having to cover. And it's been funny listening to them as the years progress, because they've really jumped on the things they want to enjoy about the game. But
Jason LaConfora's appearances on Kornheiser. And, you know, like there were at least two or three in a row where they barely had time to talk about any game.
Right.
You know, it was all, you know, Jerry Jones versus Kraft versus Goodell.
Right.
Or, you know, who cares? Who cares about who's the commissioner? Honestly, who cares about a commissioner? And I flipped on, you know, this is just Pat rants, but it's so true. I mean, they immediately stopped the games for officiating replays,
right?
And just it's all administration. The NFL is just all administration now. You know, it's just all like, let's talk about, you know, the New York office. Let's talk about the ratings. Let's talk about the officiating. It's all administration. None of it is any good. You know?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. We've gotten too far away from.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, they mentioned a book. I was going to re-listen to this because I was curious if you knew the book. But one of the guy, I forget his name now, Kevin Clark maybe, I can't remember. But he's always talking about football books, like he loves to read football
mm-hmm.
books. And he's always quoting mm-hmm. football books he's read and stuff. And
Yeah.
He made a comment yesterday about one of his favorite football books being a book about one of the Eagles seasons. And I wondered if you had read that book.
No, I definitely have not.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's funny.
Yeah.
But that's they're fun to listen to just because I think they're funny. But
Well, I'm going to get back to the women here and not working. So I'm just worrying about work. But
well, just turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Turn your computer off.
I just kept checking email.
That's the problem.
Because I am going to do a little bit late today, so.
Right.
Anyway, trying to monitor it.
Well, thanks for taking the time to do this.
Oh, it was fun. No. All right. Well, then I'll post the stuff about the golf games, and we'll talk those through next week. But we're probably headed toward goal.
Yeah, it looks that way. Yeah, maybe I'll go ahead and order a goal and take a look at it.
Ooh, listen to you, Mr. Big Pants.
Well, if we're going to try to start at the beginning of the year, we kind of have to...
Guess we have to get it on,
yeah,
don't we?
It's already almost December, so hard to believe.
So much deadline pressure in
this world. Now it's too much now.
Yeah, that's right. All right. No, that sounds good.
I'll talk to you soon.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.